it just takes a while to get everyone together and having the right tools, understanding the purpose. And so for us, our purpose really is the community engagement ad hoc is really to be a support to the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board Community Stakeholder Advisory Council. And so that is a council comprised of people served in the community. They have a variety of people that are on that team that are providing input to services that are being provided in Milwaukee County to continue to give feedback on ensuring that we're meeting the mission of Milwaukee County and the No Wrong Door, improving access and ensuring that that we have the depth and breadth of services that are needed in Milwaukee County. And listening to the feedback on how well we're doing that job. And they've been really busy around the new mental health center opening over the past year and with Granite Hills, as well as a lot of work that we have been doing as a Milwaukee County Mental Health Board in a hub and spoke model to really bring services to the neighborhoods and moving services closer to where people live so that we can improve access and be mindful of the No Wrong Door and ensuring that people know where to find services when they need them. And so with that, you have the minutes from their last meeting, which was May 1st. And you are also all welcome to join that meeting whenever they meet as well, if you want to be part of that group and hear some of the conversation. Number three on the agenda is to provide an update from that last meeting, and Brenda Wesley chairs that council. She has been out on a family leave, and so Mary Neubauer was to present today. In her absence, Darian is going to give us a little update.
Madam Chair, I'm actually speaking with Mary now. She's trying to join in on the line now. So just 1 second, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Any questions around the structure of this team? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Apologies, I got hung up at the groomer with the dog.
We were just saying, we don't know how you do it all. We are just blessed to have you with us in any way, shape, or form. So, we're on the agenda item on just giving us an update from the May 1st Community Stakeholder Advisory Council in place of Brenda Wesley.
Okay. Let me see. May. So,
committee members do have the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay, I'm just trying to put myself back in May. So, I'm trying to remember what we talked about in May, to be quite honest.
Madam Chair and Mary, in May, we spoke about the conferences that you guys were looking into, you and Chairwoman.
Yes, so what happened was, as a result, none of the grants that we have through BHD would allow payment of transportation, food, or lodging. So that put a kibosh on all of that. The state did come out with scholarships. The scholarships were available. Applications were available for 36 hours, and the way it worked was I applied. I didn't even have it. It wasn't even available long enough for me to disseminate to anybody, because what it was is you had to answer these questions, and the reality was is they gave 50 to the in-person conference and 25 to virtual, and the people that got preference was if you utilized harm reduction supplies. And so basically, if you were currently using opiates, those are the folks, and I don't disagree, but it was a survey, so it was a really weird kind of process. And within 36 hours, the whole process was closed. They were supposed to take applications for 36 hours, and they didn't even take applications for 36 hours. So there was a kibosh put on that. So my latest attempt, and of course I missed Mike before he went out of town, was I proposed to Mike the same group of people, the mental health board, the advisory council, Jody, Kate, and Darion, be able to attend virtually, and because that takes out transportation, food, and lodging, and they were offering the reduced registration of $140 virtually versus $200, which it went up to on Monday, but I'm hoping the state may still reduce the cost, and I sent the proposal out to Matt Fortman on Thursday and or Friday, Matt and Mike, but I don't know if they were both out for the holidays. And I proposed, or no, Matt got the proposal, excuse me, but Mike was gone, and that, so the advisory council doesn't know about this, so I took it to the next step, and that the group that would attend the conference virtually would meet at a location in Milwaukee, so we would attend the conference virtually, but as a group, and people that didn't have laptops, per se, would be provided with laptops. And then at lunchtime, and then there would be a large screen TV for the network, for the large networking session. And that lunch would be a working lunch, so there would be food involved, but a working lunch. And the working lunch would create four reports to four different groups of individuals. So I'm waiting to hear about that. And I proposed a site that would be at no cost. So I'm still waiting to hear on that. And so that's where it's at. So Mike doesn't come back until Wednesday. So I proposed Independence First, which the Mental Health Task Force works with regularly and during or after the pandemic. They upgraded their conference meeting rooms, pandemic, there are other training, and they've previously done testing if you're special. They have laptop capability there, and they have a large screen TV, and so I crossed all the paths that had been barriers with the first proposal. So we'll see. So it would just be the registration, and then there was the issue around, well, what about if people don't show up virtually or whatever? And I even put a clause in there around there, and Matt thought that might be a problem. I said, you know, people could be excused for an hour the first day, and if they're not there, then they'd have to repay county within 90 days, and a half hour the second day, because the second day is a partial day. And Matt thought that would be difficult to implement, but, you know, at least I tried to cross all of the barriers that were put forth. So we'll see.
Well, thank you very much for going the extra mile to be very creative in identifying solutions to attending. I can follow up with Shaquita LeGrant, maybe, and see if she has had a conversation with Mike or Matt about this.
Well, Mike hasn't, because he's on vacation until Wednesday, so it wouldn't be fair to do anything with Shaquita until after Mike sees it on Wednesday.
Okay, so he hasn't had the opportunity. Okay, so I feel like we'll be able to figure out some way. And you have enough people that are interested?
There were some people from the advisory council that were interested. Okay. I don't know who from the mental health board is interested.
Okay.
I did include the two staff members in TAINT because the staff members are intricately involved in this harm reduction stuff, and they should, and they will be covered regardless by dollars from BHS, so they're covered regardless. But I, you know, they're involved intimately in this stuff, and they should equally have a good, solid education on this. We're asking them to do things, and we can't just expect them to know it without being trained.
Right, and if we can get a couple people, then they can come back and present the summary of what they learned to the council and
different groups, the council, the mental health board, the county executive, and potentially the county board.
Yep. All right, Shirley.
Mary, I'd like to be included if there is still room.
Yes, it would be okay. The mental health would have an opportunity.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yes, definitely, Shirley.
Excellent.
That was the two groups, was the mental health board and the advisory council.
Okay, well, let's wait then for Mike Lapham to get back. We have a little bit of time. It's June 28th and 29th in Green Bay.
Right, and right, so I'm hoping to be able to take advantage of the early bird registration, which technically ended on Friday, but I've been working with the state behind the scenes on this for some time, and they might extend it to us, I don't know. For 140.
Who specifically at the state are you working with?
Oh my gosh, I can't pronounce her last name. It's this big Greek last name.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if I can help in any way, but I'd give it a whirly. I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, her name is Regina. She has this huge, long Greek last name that I can't
say. Okay. Maybe just send me an email.
Okay, I can do that. So then we covered that, and then people talked about topical interests and things they were involved in, and it was a good meeting. Actually, it wasn't. Yeah, it ended up to be a really fruitful meeting.
Excellent. Wonderful. And then, do we anticipate Mayor Brenda being back for the next meeting?
Yes, she is. She's going to be doing the ASH presentation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in person.
Excellent. Yeah, so the next meeting is June 5th at 6 p.m.
Correct.
All right. Excellent. Any questions for Mary? All right. Well, thank you very much for that great report. All right. Next agenda item is updates on the status of the